Good morning on a Monday morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. We are officially now into summer, Alan.
Yeah. And, you know, you can always tell by things like Father's Day. We had Father's Day yesterday.
Yes.
Now, I have to say, I'm feeling very guilty about my lack of doing the right thing. But back in the day, you know, Father's Day wasn't as big as it is now. Now it's huge. And, you know, the card companies have done their work, and the kids all do the right thing. It's wonderful. Felt good.
No ties this year.
No, we went to brunch at a place called Pleasant in Maine in Housatonic. Great place. And everybody, 8 and 8, just me and Roselle. Kids were somewhere else. They come home for Mother's Day, not for Father's Day. Not even a postcard. How are you, Pop? No, they were great. They really were.
Happy Father's Day to you and to all the fathers out there. Well, a weekend, certainly, as we enter the work week, to take a moment to talk about some of the troubling issues in the news. For example, the massacre of 9 African Americans in the storied Charleston church last week certainly thrust race relations and gun rights into the center of the 2016 presidential campaign. Alan, we now see another familiar divisive question emerging, and that is, what to do with the Confederate flag that flies on the grounds of the South Carolina Capitol? Even Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker made some statements about that.
Well, look, there are people in this world who just don't get it. But the Confederate flag is a symbol of the Old South and of racism and of the pro-slavery sentiments that caused the Civil War. And, you know, there is no question that the Republicans are in big trouble because if they keep on doing what they're doing, they're not going to get any black votes. And the smart ones know that the future of this country is in having a wide base instead of a never-ending and decreasing base, which they have. So we're seeing it. The remarks of the killer himself were chilling. And the fact that these stories show that how many white racist organizations there are and hundreds of thousands of hits every day on them show that this country really has a lot of work that it has to do. And one can only offer the most encouragement to those politicians like Mitt Romney, who have left no doubt about it. This was a racist act. The Confederate flag should not be flying in or around on top of capitals. A lot of the Republican politicians are saying, put it in a museum. I don't even like it there.
As you referenced, the killer, Dylann Roof, who has been linked now, Alan, to the leader of a white supremacist group, the Council of Conservative Citizens, and the Times reporting that the group has donated thousands of dollars to Republican campaigns, including those of 2016 presidential contenders Ted Cruz, Rick Santorum, and Rand Paul.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not these kinds of contributions are rejected by the candidates themselves. This is so chilling, so terrible, one of the worst things that has ever happened in the United States, but shows that this malignancy, this racism is alive and well in this country, and that it's up to us to do something about it. Each and every person has to look into their own heart and say, what am I doing to help put a stop to this?
Finally, Allen State Police have moved their manhunt now for the two convicted murderers, Richard Matt and David Sweat, to an area west of the New York prison from which they boldly escaped more than 2 weeks ago. And Times reporting about the lapses, a combination of them at the state prison, which is one of the toughest to escape from, according to the report, may have caused this escape.
David, that's right. The focus for a little while was down there in the southwest of New York. But in fact, that has now been discounted and we are back to square one. Nobody knows where these guys are. There is now reports of DNA that has been found that linked them to the area around the correctional facility, but it really means nothing. My feeling is that you have to search, but it's widely expected that these guys are now gone.
And we are gone now. Our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Always great to talk to you, David, especially on a Monday morning as it all comes around one more time.
And you.